Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, leading holistic health educator and author. On today's program, she will be revealing her favorite methods to detoxify, rejuvenate the body. For over 35 years, Dr. Susan has relied on herbs, spices, foods, and a variety of natural remedies to detoxify, cleanse, and rejuvenate her body and maintain vibrant health, youthful vitality. She embraces her personal detox rejuvenation programs at least four times a year with each change of the season, teaches her clients worldwide how to do this as well. And because of her effective detox rejuvenation regimen, Susan has never used prescription medication, never had a cold or flu in almost 30 years. Now, in her books, Recipes for Health Bliss, a full-color cookbook, The Healing Power of Nature Foods, Health Bliss, Detoxify and Rejuvenate, and Walking on Air, she shows you exactly how to detoxify and rejuvenate your body so you can look and feel your very best no matter your age. Susan's three books incorporate her best of the best health-enhancing secrets to reverse aging, glow and with vitality, achieve high-level joy and balance, and live with gusto. And on today's program, we've got some information that Susan will be sharing with you, so you might want to grab a pen, pencil, pad here so you can take down some information. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. It's wonderful to be back with you. And I love this topic because when you do a whole body detox, it will help you look younger, sleep better, have more energy, lose weight. And I think that probably everybody listening would like to achieve those goals.
I know one thing for sure. We've all heard about it. And some are like, okay, I got a little bit of information. I'm not really sure what to do. And before we get into that, Susan's website is SusanSmithJones.com. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's set this off with a sort of a physiology 101 here. Let's talk about the body's detoxification system, the benefits, just the very basics and how we get started.
Yeah, perfect. I think there's a disease sweeping America, and I call it internal toxic pollution. And most people have lots of toxic residue in their bodies. In fact, our level of toxic exposure always far outstrips our body's natural elimination mechanisms. And if you think you're not toxic, think again, because there are thousands of chemicals all around us. There are pesticides in our foods, chemicals in our water, pollutants in the air we breathe. Even our common cosmetics are full of chemicals. So we eat, we breathe, live in a daily soup of toxic chemicals.
Boy, it is when you put it that way, because just about everything what we come in contact with, whether we eat it or it, against our body,
yeah,
is toxic in some sense.
In your home, from furniture and carpets, or the cleaning products you use. But you know, I'm a positive person, and let's look at this from a positive light. One of the greatest health secrets is that you have control over the pollution of your body. And if you keep a balanced and clean internal environment, you're not going to succumb to the toxic buildup that's so prevalent in most people's bodies. And, Rick, there's no doubt about it. Studies show that those who cleanse regularly look and feel younger, are much healthier, and live a longer life than those who ignore the need to cleanse internally. And when I was a teenager, my grandmother always taught me to take one day a week, 3 days monthly, and 7 to 14 days with each change of season, and do some type of detox just to, you know, to baby your liver, to keep your GI tract fit, to flush out toxins. All of this we're talking about today will help.
So we really need to set aside time, and I was going to ask, how do we know when it's time? And what your body basically tells you, doesn't it, if you listen to it?
Well, it does, and I hope right now no one's eating a meal, and I'll rattle through some of the symptoms of toxic
swallow
buildup.
Real quickly if you are. We've given you that warning.
constipation, chronic yeast infections, frequent colds, weight gain, acne, dry or pale skin, mood swings, depression, low sex drive, lack of concentration, poor short-term memory, even sleeping problems, frequent headaches and migraines, arthritic bone pains, allergies, and of course gas, bloating, flatulence, or just feeling gosh darn weak and lacking energy. These are a few of the signs that you might have toxic buildup in your body.
You hear some people say, but the body's a wonderful instrument, it can take care of itself. And you're saying it can take care of itself if you give it a little something to work with along the way.
That's exactly right. You know, yes, our bodies were designed to do their own internal cleaning. And under normal conditions, the waste, you see, is released into the circulatory system. It's neutralized in the blood, and then it's safely passed out of the body by these four channels of elimination. The skin as sweat, the lungs as carbon dioxide, the kidneys as urine, and the intestines as the fecal matter. And this process is happening right now, just as you are sitting or standing listening to us. And while creating energy is what drives our existence, we also need to get rid of these waste products. It's just as crucial to sustaining life. And if anything goes wrong with our detoxification systems along the way, then the toxins build up and cause disease and sometimes death. So I think it's always important to help your body along. And some people, Rick, will go all year long. They'll get through the holidays eating all the rich food. And they think a few days in January will do it. And I say, at the very least, do a cleanse with each change of season. So that's four times a year. But if you want to even be better to your body and make it so you're always healthy, that you don't get colds and flu and you have energy and you sleep well, then just take one day a week, 3 days monthly, and 7 to 14 days with each change of season.
Our guest on This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones. She has a great website, a lot of excellent information there, SusanSmithJones.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can get information on the books. We're going to give you some information on some free products that you can get and a free book from Dr. Susan by going to the website, SusanSmithJones.com. And, of course, you go to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us, and link on directly to that. What is the correlation between unhealthy diet and the overall digestive health and the issues that we have?
Oh, boy, the correlation is huge. You see, our modern diets are to blame for many of our most common ailments. And Rick, I'll go so far to say is I think most people are digging their graves with their knives and forks and are making life or death decisions every time they sit down to a meal or a snack. And disease usually results and occurs when we have an unhealthy lifestyle and when our lifestyle, and you know, it's more than just what we eat. It's how we live, exercise, our stress level, how much water we drink. And if you have an unhealthy lifestyle, it causes the body to become sluggish, congested, acidic. Because when you eat an acidic diet, and we've done whole shows, you and I, in the past, yep, on metabolic acidosis, but most toxins are acidic. And then if you take antibiotics, you eat excess sugar or carbonated beverages or chemical food additives and even over-the-counter drugs, these all can alter the acid-alkaline balance of the intestinal tract. And that often kills all that friendly bacteria. You've heard about the good bacteria, and then creates the perfect environment for the harmful microbes to grow. And without all that good, friendly bacteria, you know, the probiotics we should be taking every day.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because we're bombarded with commercials now with probiotics, and we keep hearing that word thrown around. Talk about what that actually means, why it's really important, and how we go about making sure that we have an adequate supply of that.
Yes. You know, 80% of our immune system is really in the whole digestive tract. And probiotics are those friendly, good bacteria that our body needs to keep the whole digestive system and the whole body healthy. If you take any antibiotics and other medications, you wipe out most of your friendly bacteria. And when you do that, And then the bad, because we have healthy bacteria and unhealthy bacteria. That's just how our body's created. But you want to make sure you have lots of good, healthy probiotics, because if the bad bacteria overrun our body, that severely depresses our immune system. So, you know, there are probiotic drinks like kombucha, there's miso soup, there's yogurt, and I even on my website, I'm just looking now to see where it is, under, in the navigation bar, the first article under more articles is on the healing power of fermented vegetables, you know, sauerkraut. If you get a good sauerkraut that's raw or you make it yourself, that's a great probiotic. So it's good to have some probiotics in your diet every day, and that helps to keep your body detoxified.
The website Dr. Susan is talking about is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information there. Great newsletters as well, and I assume that once you go to the website and you look in detox, you're going to find a whole lot of great information there.
Yeah, you will. In fact, in the current newsletter I have out right now, it's the March-April issue, I've got lots of detailed information on a 14-day detox cleansing program, on a 7-day, ways to lose weight. I even have a very unique way how you will never get the flu. And I've got lots of recipes and how to look years younger in literally 20 minutes. So all of that is in my March-April newsletter. And then right there, Rick, on the home page, it says get 2 ebooks free. I wrote them both. They're full color. The Curative Kitchen is almost 100 pages, beautiful photos. And then I've got one called Detoxify and Rejuvenate. So you can click there and then instantly get those free.
And that's at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Some great information there. We're going to talk about a couple of her favorite products in a few minutes, and you might want to jot down some information, and it'll give you like a couple minutes notice on that. When we're talking about the thorough body cleansing, what are some of the benefits? Will this be something that we'll notice like right away?
Well, let me first, before I answer that, let me tell you what you might experience when you detox. If you've never done this before.
Well, I guess, yeah, that would probably, people wondering, is this really what's supposed to be happening now? So, yes,
yeah,
tell
exactly.
us what we can expect.
Because if you've never done a detox before, you might find more things, you know, like more little side effects. And that's not a bad thing. It just means that your body's going through house cleaning. You might be a little bit more tired than usual. You might get a little rash, because remember, the skin is your body's biggest eliminative organ, and it is an organ. You might have a little slight fever or a headache. Now, again, you might not get any of these. I never get any of these because I'm so frequent with my detoxes.
Right.
But if it's the first time, you might have mood swings or depression, but I promise you this, at the end of the detox, you'll feel lighter and more peaceful. You'll feel more at peace about your body, more in control of your body. You'll have this beautiful glow to your skin. Not only that, but you'll have a flatter abdominal area. You'll have your memory will be better. You'll sleep more like a baby. You'll just feel better from head to toe. People will ask you what you've done because you look younger. You'll boost your immune system. You'll think more clearly. You'll get rid of bloating and constipation. And maybe none of your listeners have any bad food habits at all. But for the friends of yours who have them, like always salting your food and being addicted to white sugar, white flour products and sodas, after a detox, you really usually lose the cravings.
Are there any special supplements you use during the detox process?
You know, there is one that I've taken. Now, it's Michael's Ultimate Detox and Cleanse. That's a 14-day program, and I like simple. I like that I don't have to go buy different herbs and vitamins and minerals
right.
and add them together. He has these kits, and in the 14-day, the 2-week Ultimate Detox and Cleanse, he gives you 42 packets, and I'm on this program right now, and there are 4 tablets in each packet. And, you know, all these together have the herbs, the vitamins, the minerals to support blood purification and liver detox, fat metabolism, fiber support. And then he has a 7-day ultimate detox, cleanse, and rebuild. Now, these are the best-selling products at Whole Foods all around the country. And it's what I've taken. And if you go to my website and go over to favorite products, the very first category says Michael's Naturopathic Programs. I've got lots of detox info there. And I called the company, and I told them I was going to be with you. And I asked if they could offer a discount. And, you know, you can go get them at Whole Foods, but they're giving a 25% discount. And I'll give you the toll-free number. But with the code VITALITY15, you'll get a 25% discount. And they're in San Antonio, Texas. So this is Central Time.
Right.
Their telephone number is 800-845-2730. That's 800-845-2730. And I would get at least one kit of the Ultimate Detox and Cleanse. That's the 2-week program. And I'd get one of the Ultimate Detox, Cleanse, and Rebuild. That's the 7-day program. And, Rick, if you go to the first category under favorite products, you can read all the details about these products and others that they have. It's a wonderful company. They're all organic, pure products. And, I always like saving money, so if I can get 25% off, but you got to remember to use the code VITALITY15.
Yeah, that's VITALITY15, and the phone number is 800-845-2730, 800-845-2730.
And even if you don't do much to your diet, I mean, during a cleanse, you want to eat clean. You want to avoid processed foods and chemical additives. And today and next time, we'll go over what this means in detail. You want to keep the body hydrated with lots of great water, and you want to eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, lots of leafy greens. But even if you cleaned your diet up a little bit and you added these detox tablets, that will go a long way to helping your body detoxify.
All the information is available at Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Unfortunately, out of time, but we'll pick this up the next time that Susan is back with us, which will be about another month, comes back for her monthly visit. We're talking about detox and rejuvenate. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. All the information available at the website. Information as well, what we talked about, the free book. You can sign up for the newsletter. A lot of great information there. And information on how to get autograph books as well out of all the books that you've written.
That sounds great. Oh, check out my first 4 blogs. They all have to do with cleansing, detoxifying, and rejuvenating your body.
It's excellent information. And once you go there, if you think, okay, I got a couple minutes, I'm going to look at Susan's website. You go there, and a couple hours later, you're still reading through all the great information and taking notes. It's an excellent website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Great information today. Thank you for being on the program.
Look forward to having you back. Thank you. I look forward to next time.
It will be fun. And all the information available, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.